Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And who needs experts? Who needs politicians? We have you. It's a year-end all-call-in special with conversations about politics and conversations about life for the end of 2013. Our final question, predictions for 2014. Let's wrap it up with your predictions for 2014. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We've been collecting these on social media and on our comments page through the morning, so you can keep posting them to Facebook.com/Brian Lehrer WNYC or a tweet at Brian Lehrer or on the comments page at WNYC.org. But now we can take them on the phone to your predictions for 2014, 212-433-9692, a prediction about politics or life. What do you think is going to happen with the Affordable Care Act? Is it going to work? Is it going to crash? 212-433-WNYC. Will the Republicans take the Senate? Will the Democrats take the House? 212-433-9692. Will the temporary six-month deal with Iran become permanent or end in World War III? Will John Kerry find Middle East peace? Will de Blasio have early success as mayor? Might he be stopped in his tracks by Albany? Albany. Will Chris Christie's star rise or fall? Will A-Rod win his steroids case? Lawsuit coming, I predict that. Will Curtis Granderson make it as a Met? Your predictions for 2014, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Or you can make them on the personal side. You know, will you finally meet him? Will you decide to move or quit your job or give up your do-gooder social work job and get an MBA? What do you predict for 2014? And as your calls are coming in, a quick reminder that we have two more special programs coming up on The Brian Lehrer Show this week. Tomorrow, a whole show family meeting exploring mixed families. We'll talk about mixed race and mixed religion, but also mixed culture, mixed politics, and mixed income families, and hear from you. Hear and share your mixed family stories on tomorrow's special family meeting edition of The Brian Lehrer Show. Then on Friday, it'll be our end-of-year all-show news quiz, the whole show to determine if you've been paying attention in 2013. So that's our family meeting on mixed families tomorrow, our end-of-year news quiz on Friday, special end-of-year Brian Lehrer Show programming, 10 a.m. to noon, tomorrow and Friday as well. All right, your predictions for 2013? Are you ready? Uh-oh, I think Darcy in Westport is going to have one in the family. Is that right, Darcy?
Hello. Yes, I have a prediction.
Go ahead.
I'm predicting a bigger movement among parents against corporate educational initiatives that promote high-stakes testing in public schools. I think that parents are beginning to get very tired of the stress and the sort of no value of high-stakes testing that their kids are increasingly being subject to.
Thank you very much. The parent movement against high-stakes tests to gather steam, predicts Darcy in Westport. Natalie in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. My prediction is that Bill de Blasio will be very successful as mayor at first, but then New Yorkers will wind up being disappointed with him.
Over what, do you think?
Well, I think that everyone seems to be so excited, and it reminds me of how excited people were about Obama as president. And the trend, I think, is that people just wind up getting disappointed because I just don't think that one person can do that much.
Natalie, thank you very much. The pessimism prediction from young Natalie in Montclair. David in Brooklyn, what are you predicting for 2014?
Well, it's kind of a hopeful prediction in that, hopefully, Obamacare will begin to move on from its launch issues and to begin the process of thriving and moving forward to possible next steps, depending on how these go.
So is that a hope or is that a prediction?
Oh, well, I predict it will get better. Launches have trouble in all walks of life, political, private sector. And this one definitely got off to a bad start. But that doesn't mean we should throw the baby out with the bathwater.
David, thanks a lot. Chris in Hillsborough, you're on WNYC. What's going to happen in 2014?
Hey, I have a prediction that Pope Francis will win Person of the Year again.
Funny. Thank you very much. David in Morristown, you're on WNYC.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. What I predict and what I fear is that there's going to be some kind of standoff with China, especially after this recent posturing that we've heard about in the news, and America continuing to say they don't accept their new declaration of their military space out in the ocean. And I'm hoping that that will not lead to a military standoff. What I predict is that it will lead to an economic standoff.
David, thank you very much. Your predictions for 2014, 212-433-WNYC as our last couple of callers' lines open up, 212-433-9692. Stormy in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stormy. What's going to happen in 2014?
Hi, Brian. I think that emotional intelligence is going to skyrocket, and people are definitely going to be realizing that this is something that they need in their lives and that is crucial to them completing themselves as a whole person. I've discovered it, and I'm trying to get my family and friends to discover it. So, yes, I think that's going to happen. I have faith.
I know the concept of emotional intelligence. Do you mean it that way, or is there a group that you belong to?
Well, I'm going to start a group eventually, but right now I just think it's the concept of emotional intelligence and people just learning about it, because I discovered it this year through a friend, and I realized that I wasn't operating as a person, as the best person I could be, because I was lacking the tools, and it was emotional intelligence for me.
How would you define, briefly, emotional intelligence?
Oh, gosh. I didn't prepare a definition, but I think for me it's being able to take every day that I'm here on this earth, and when people say something to me, criticism or just a comment, like sitting on what they said instead of reacting, becoming defensive. I'm a very defensive person, and I take everything personal. But instead of doing that, mm-hmm. I've started to think about it and then react.
And so,
and I think
with newfound optimism, you predict that more people will discover their emotional intelligence.
Yes. Stormy. You said it perfectly. Thank you.
Thank you. Wes in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Wes. What's going to happen in 2014?
Oh, that's a very strange one, because it looks like people are very much attached to their own problems. And I actually have something that I could address for all of us. And that is very much possible that in 2014, we're going to be approaching one good thing and one bad thing at the same time. One good thing is that there is a possibility for all of the energy sources to be affected, because it's a chance for the electricity to become free of charge. And that's because of the scientific development that is going
really?
On right now.
Free energy? You don't think, let's say, the electric car manufacturers or the solar power panel makers, if these renewable energy sources or more renewable take hold, you don't think they're going to charge?
No, no. Actually, what you're doing is you're falling to the same dead road.
Yes.
The thing about renewable energy has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a pretty much, for me, proven factor, and it exists right now.
That?
The electrical energy could be very much produced with no cost to anybody at all. And it could be produced by one of the three ways. One is magnetical, one is electrostatic, and the other one is being called nuclear.
Aha. Uh-huh. And Wes, I'm going to leave it there. Wes predicting one of those three ways to make energy abundant and free in 2014. Judy in Cornwall on Hudson, you're on WNYC. Hi, Judy. What's going to happen in 2014?
Hi, Brian. I hope I keep my signal here. I believe there's going to be a new profession that emerges that has, begun in little bits, and that's RN medical advocacy. because of the state of our healthcare system and the state of reimbursement to doctors, appointments are very short. People get confused, and when you get a diagnosis that is life-threatening, you need time to process. If someone needs to come in and help the family set up and navigate the healthcare system so that they can be comfortable in any process, whether it's cardiac, end of life. But I predict that that's an emerging career and a path I am going to take.
Judy, good luck. And John and Dobbs Ferry, you're on WNYC. Hey, John, what's going to happen in 2014?
Well, I think we're finally going to make some progress on relations with Cuba. And I think it's going to start with a negotiated deal to get Alan Gross released. And there are a lot of things that will happen after that, getting Cuba off the state sponsored terrorism list and really opening the door to travel so people don't have to go through group tours anymore.
And then maybe Raul Castro will bow down to Obama at their next meeting.
Well, it was no bow. It was Obama's taller and Raul was shorter and sitting down. So there wasn't much alternative except to bend.
And boy, did the media make too much out of that little gesture, right?
Yes and no. I mean, it's the White House surely thought it out beforehand. Mm-hmm. And they could have followed a ruder path to cover themselves with the hardliners. But instead, they chose a path that was normal, and that's the whole issue, is how do we get to normal?
Thank you very much. Corinna in Hillside, New Jersey, you're on WNYC. What's going to happen in 2014?
I predict that the Board of Trustees of the Cooper Union will reverse their historic decision to charge tuition.
Really?
At the union for the first time since 1859.
What makes you optimistic about that? They weathered that long sit-in at their offices and months
optimistic.
Of protest.
I really don't want to jinx this, Brian, but the community came together after the occupation and they worked under the direction of two of the trustees to create a working group report that presents a viable alternative to tuition. And it not only presents this wonderful alternative to tuition that will keep the school open long term, but it also really does a great job of explaining why the no tuition policy at Cooper Union has been intrinsic to the school and to its standard of excellence in education for so long.
All right, Corinna, thank you much. John in Midtown West, you have an optimistic sports prediction?
Optimistic sports prediction. Liverpool Football Club will finally be the champions of England, and England will finally once again be champions of the world at the World Cup.
All right. England, huh? Champions of the world at the World
Cup. What can possibly go wrong, Brian? What can possibly go wrong?
Thank you very much. Bart in Queens with a pessimistic sports prediction. Yes, Bart?
I predict that the Knicks are still going to stink.
The Knicks are still going to stink in 2014. Thank you very much. And since we can't end on that, Beth on Long Island, what's going to happen in 2014?
Hi, Brian. Thank you. I predict in 2014 that so many more people are going to learn how to meditate so that they bring peace and joy to themselves and to the rest of the world. And there's many people out there like me that have started free websites with free meditation downloads to help be a service to the world so many people can do that.
And
so
Beth,
look that stuff online.
You get the last word today. And who needs experts? Who needs politicians? We had you. That's our year-end all-call-in special. Conversations about politics, conversations about life. You're awesome. Thanks for your calls.